This is the Sunshine Economy here on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson.
And I'm Sammy Mack. More of Florida's public school kids will be exposed to Common Core standards this year. The goals of the Common Core standards focus on analytical skills and explanation, knowing why they know something. Still, there's no clear measurement of effectiveness just yet, and there's a concern that the leaders of Broward County Schools and Miami-Dade County School Superintendent share.
I think that's a challenge that the state is facing, and it's not a challenge that's unique to Florida. I think the state of Florida has recognized that, number one, our readiness as a state for full implementation of computer-based testing to address Common Core is not there. The necessary ratio of computers to students who would be assessed is not what it should be. And their recommendation is one computer for every three students. Secondly, I would have to say my personal opinion. We should never be in a position of procuring and buying digital devices, computers, laptops, for the purpose of testing. If we're going to buy technology, it's for the purpose of supplementing instruction and supporting effective classroom environments. Secondly, I think there is a degree of disagreement over what that assessment should be, who produces it, its validity, its reliability, and whether or not it has been field tested sufficiently. I do not believe that the state has met all the criteria to, in fact, be able to launch that type of assessment. Florida initially has subscribed to PARC, and I don't think Florida now is in a position, in fact, to embrace PARC because of the reasons that I just described.
And PARC was one of the tests that a bunch of states were working on together that would be the Common Core test that many of the states in the consortium would have theoretically used, so you could compare tests from, say, Florida to New York or somewhere else.
Correct. I mean, the concept of uniform set of standards, not curriculum, standards, that then states, and there's a big distinction between standards and curriculums.
That's an interesting point. Sorry to interrupt, Superintendent, but we've used Common Core curriculum, and we've used the phrase Common Core standards.
Right.
Curriculum, in my mind, and both my parents were public school teachers, curriculum is the coursework. It's the textbook you see. It's the lesson plans.
And it's even the way you teach it.
That's right. A standard is saying this is the goal that we want the students to be able to reach.
Exactly.
Comprehension,
right.
or whatever that may be.
You've just debunked sort of the myth around and the confusion around Common Core standards. The Common Core standard, nobody's dictating how teachers will teach, the textbooks that will be adopted, the methodology of instruction takes place in districts and classrooms across America.
Superintendent Runcie, go ahead.
The way I kind of look at it is the standards say, look, these are what the expectations are in terms of the skills our students need. The curriculum is about how you get there. Mm-hmm. Common Core is not about dictating how you get there. It's just setting the goals.
Superintendent Alberto Carvalho of Miami-Dade County Public Schools, Robert Runcie heads up the Broward County Public Schools as superintendent with us here on the Sunshine Economy. We're talking about Common Core standards. We're talking about measuring those standards and our Public Insight Network, connection of teachers and parents and other stakeholders in the community of public education, also have these same kinds of questions.
Hi, my name is Denise Stewart, and I'm a concerned parent, and I have two questions. The first question I'd like to ask is, what is this new test going to look like? And the second question I'd like to ask is, what type of formula will be used to compile the data scores and the school performance grade?
Superintendents, we've already described to some degree a lot of the questions that still remain about what this test looks like. And we've talked a lot about the procedures to get to that test, but it does get down to we're implementing these the Common Core in classrooms without an agreement yet on measuring that standard. Is that fair to say, Superintendent?
It is fair to say, and actually this year, and we ought to be honest about this, well, this past year the state has abysmally failed on its responsibility to ensure validity and reliability associated with the state accountability system. I've been a very strong voice against the insanity that we've seen with 39 different changes to the accountability system over 36 months, sometimes the goalposts being changed in the third quarter well after the school year had started without prior warning to teachers, to parents, to principals. Here's what we know about what the assessment will be, regardless of what exactly that assessment will be called or who will produce it. It will be, at least at some point, computer-based. Secondly, we know they will rely less on multiple-choice questions, will rely more on open-ended questions that require critical thinking and explanation of process. It will rely also less on theoretical questions, will rely more on practical situations for which the student will have to navigate and demonstrate how he or she arrived at those solutions. Regarding the second question that that I heard from the caller, that's a very legitimate question. I have at this point no faith that the state of Florida has the systems in place or the willingness to ensure a truly valid, reliable, transparent, honest way of depicting student achievement progress or being able to report adequately what that progress is. And at a time when student outcomes, they are being measured, are being used not only towards graduation of children and promotion, but also teacher evaluation and performance pay and ultimately their employment. I submit to you that I think we ought to be very careful about not making mistakes. And I think the state has rushed to simply getting it done rather than ensuring that it gets it done right.
So Superintendent Carvalho of Miami-Dade Public Schools, no confident in the public assessment of schools, which parents rely on and teachers rely on, obviously, and administrators rely on and regulators rely on. How about from Fort Lauderdale, Superintendent Runcie, any confidence in the state's ability to essentially grade the effectiveness of your employees that are headed back in the classroom today?
I agree with my colleague, Superintendent Carvalho. I have limited confidence in the state's ability to get there. What I see now is that we live in a very disconnected world where we're moving and advancing in the Common Core arena, but we have an accountability framework in this state that's anchored in FCAT, and that is a legacy system. It cannot appropriately be used to define where our students are in terms of developing and mastering the skills that we know they need to succeed in the 21st century. So that dichotomy needs to be resolved and some rational outcome needs to happen. And the impact on this, especially as we look forward towards how schools are actually graded, that teachers' compensation, their entire livelihood is based on this. This is a very, very serious matter, and these issues need to be resolved in short order.
That's Robert Runcie, the superintendent of Broward County Public Schools, joining in the conversation with Miami-Dade County Public Schools Superintendent Alberto Carvalho here on the Sunshine Economy on WLRN.